Welcome to this quiet space. And this meditation is created for a very specific moment in your life. The moment perhaps when you realize you've been running on empty for far too long. And when you give your energy, your time, your focus and your heart to another human being, whether caregiving in grief or holding a family together, a silent pattern can form. Without realizing it, you put on an invisible armor, you stay on high alert and you scan for problems and you anticipate other people's needs and expectations. You hold on. You hold yourself in a constant state of alertness and readiness. In this meditation, I'm going to let that story go and shift back to a state of peacefulness, coming home to yourself. And quietly beneath it all, a subtle voice might tell you that you're taking time for yourself and that's selfish, that's stepping away or failure, or that resting is a luxury you can't afford. But I want to invite you to challenge that story now. You can't pour from an empty vessel. You can't illuminate a dark room with a burnt out lamp, and self-care is not a reward for when the work is done. It is the very oxygen that allows you to keep going, to keep loving. So right now, in this safe, uninterrupted space, give yourself full, total permission to unbuckle a heavy armor. Close your eyes and let that armor fall to the floor. And take a deep, slow breath in through the nose and filling your stomach. Expanding your ribs and exhale with an audible heavy sigh. Let your body drop down through layer upon layer upon layer. That's it. Do it again. Inhale deeply, drawing in fresh air. And as you exhale, let go of the need to be strong for anyone else right now. Feel the physical surface holding you, the chair, the bed, or the ground beneath you. And notice how it doesn't ask for anything of you. It doesn't need you to fix it, care for it, or keep it safe. It's simply here to hold you. You may not realize it, but I'm going to bring to your awareness, you have been in an unconditional relationship of love since your first breath. It's perhaps the only true unconditional relationship that exists in the physical realm of your existence. The body itself, your body, gives so much to you and asks such little in return. It gives and it gives and it gives and it gives. And in this moment, by just stopping, by just allowing yourself the space to unclench your jaw, let your tongue drop away from the roof of your mouth, Unfurl your brows, smooth out the tiny muscles around your eyes. Feel your shoulders, which have been holding the weight of the world, drop away from your ears and down, 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 into complete ease. You're safe. You're safe. You're safe. Notice your stomach. Release the grip there and let your stomach soften completely. As you breathe in, as you breathe out. Let your arms feel heavy. Your hands uncurl, the palms facing upward in a gesture of passive receiving. You're off the clock. There's nothing to fix, nowhere to go, and no one to manage. For these next 20 minutes, your only duty in this universe is to receive. How does that feel? In your mind's eye, begin to visualize a quiet, beautiful landscape. It might be a walled garden or a high cliff overlooking a quiet sea, or a sunlit clearing in an ancient, peaceful forest. As you stand or lie down in this sanctuary, imagine drawing a golden, glowing boundary all around you. A protective ring of brilliant light circling your space at a comfortable distance. And look at the golden ring. It's an impenetrable shield of divine healing energy and healthy self-preservation. Notice all the demands, the phone calls, the endless tasks, the emotional needs of others, the guilt and the expectations that usually crowd into your mind. See them standing outside your golden ring, and they cannot cross it. You're not abandoning them. You're simply placing them outside the door while you step into rest. They'll be fine outside for a while. They can wait. Say to yourself internally with gentle firmness, I honor my limits. My peace is sacred. I set these boundaries not to push the world away, but to keep my own spirit alive. Feel the relief of having a boundary that holds inside this circle. The air is clean and warm and rich and restorative. And at the center of your sanctuary, you notice a quiet, crystal clear spring bubbling up from the deep within the earth. The well of renewal. And in your imagination, walk slowly towards this well. The water's pure, sparkling, with light, vitality, healing quality, holding the exact nourishment, warmth and vitality your body and soul have been starving for. Besides the well rests a simple, beautiful cup made of polished stone. Pick up the cup and lower it into the cool, clear water and watch it fill to the brim. And then pick this cup up to your lips and slowly drink. Take a slow, deep drink and feel the liquid light flowing down your throat and spreading instantly to your chest and soothing the dry, tired places within you. Move slowly down your stomach and spreading warmth and vitality into every single cell, every nerve, ending exhausted by stress. Take another sip from the cup, and this sip carries the energy of peace. Feel it washing through your brain, quietening the endless loop of worry, dissolving mental fatigue, leaving your mind calm and dark and still like a deep forest at night. Take a third sip from the cup, and this sip carries the energy of self-compassion. Feel it melting away any quiet lingering guilt. It cleanses the feeling that you should have done more, been better, worked harder. It reminds you that you're human, that you've done enough, and that you are enough. Rest beside this spring. Fill the cup as many times as you like, and let the well replenish what the world has drained over time. As you sit in the quiet light of your sanctuary, remember who you were before you took on these roles. You're more than a caregiver. You're more than a griever. You're more than your duties, your job, your sacrifices of the whole family role. Beneath all those titles lies you. A unique and precious soul with your own joy, your own life force, your own dreams, and your own right to exist simply for the joy of existing. Reclaim your name, reclaim your space, reclaim the right to rest without permission or apology. And breathe deep into your heart and feel it expand and bright and whole and unburdened. Very slowly, begin to feel the gentle rhythm of the breath bringing you back into the physical body. And know that as you step back into your day, you do not have to leave your golden boundary behind. From now on, You carry that protective ring of light wherever you go. And when demands arise, you can respond from a place of replenished strength rather than depleted obligation. You hold the power. And the power is always in your perception. Wiggle your fingers and your toes gently. Take a deep, nourishing breath in and fill yourself with light and love and life. And then release it softly. Place your hands over your heart and give thanks to yourself for taking the time you needed to heal, to rebuild. And whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes, returning to the room, rested, restored, and anchored in your own quiet power. Welcome back.